All right.
So it's going to be the Crouchy Show. I might lob a couple.
You got all the questions, mate.
Yep.
Should be all right.
All right, Crouchy. You
good, Henry? We've also seen a few new names coming in. Let's start with Trent McKenzie. What's he done to earn his spot?
Oh, we think he's been playing pretty tough, and you know that's what we want to play like. And he's been really strong in the contest, and his ball use has been really sound. So, you know, we're not necessarily looking for him to come in and give probably what his trademark is, which is how he uses the ball. But we just want him to come in and get his job done for us, play tough for us, and you know, really be part of that back six.
Yeah, just on that, what are his best qualities, I guess, coming into the side?
Oh, his best qualities. I think what he doesn't get talked about a hell of a lot is how he approaches his attack on the ball, and that's probably one thing coming to Port Adelaide, which even surprised me a little, is just how strong he is over the ball, and he holds his line over the footy, and you know he knows how to win those one-on-one contests, and we sort of know the other part of his game. You know, he's got a beautiful kick on him, and he can sort of break defensive lines. And you know, when you're playing at a venue like Etihad Stadium, being able to get over the top of defences is a good weapon to have.
Another new face this year. Is it nice having so many new guys come in and be pretty successful so far?
Well, I think the onus is, when they come in, is that they don't have to do more than what they're capable of and the job that they need to do, and that's something that's been, you know, preached pretty strongly behind the four walls. And you know, it's good that we've got a lot of players that are actually in form at the same time, so it enables them not to have to come in and pick the team up, but just become part of the team and get their job done.
Carl Amon comes in as well. He's must have been pretty impressive on the track.
Oh, well, you know, he was probably one of those unlucky ones at the start of the year to miss out in the first place. And, you know, he's gone back and trained really hard. You know, he had a really great performance against Glenelg last week, and was involved in a lot of, you know, tough contests, and also using the footy, you know, on his wing. So, you know, we know what Carl gives us. He's a very reliable player, and, you know, he'll look after us.
Sam comes out, obviously, with the suspension. Just purely from a football perspective, without him in the side, how do you kind of offset that loss, I guess?
Oh, well, Sam's been a, you know, important member of our midfield for the last, you know, 12, 15 months, hasn't he? But, you know, I guess for us, what we want to make sure that we're building is not just being relying on one particular player. And, you know, there's been a lot of talk around Paddy Ryder and the ruck and how important he is to us. And yes, he gives us, you know, the first use we're after. But, you know, when we're talking about any midfield or talking about back six or as a team, we know we want to become reliant on one particular player. And we want to play tough as a unit. And that's what Sam offers us. You know, he's extremely tough in the contest. You know, we've just got to get others to step into the fold and ask more from more people.
Just on the rucking side of things, who probably takes the number one this week?
West will still get some time through there, but I would have thought, you know, Dougal Howard would get some time as he did last week. You know, Charlie might come through there at different times, but, you know, I think where the best we can do is hopefully we just remain settled in our key areas. And again, it's, you know, I've said this sort of a couple of times now over the last couple of weeks. It's, you know, just the mids just make sure that they get their hands dirty, and we have to make it a ground ball game. And you know, when the ball gets to ground, we've got, you know, we've really got to hunt after the opposition and get after the ball and give ourselves a first chance to be able to give our forwards a look.
Between setting a spoilers record, I think, in round one, and a bit of ruck work, how impressive has Dougal been so far this year?
Oh, he's been really good, and he's very much heavily in the initial stage of his development, and you know, that's what you experience with most tools. And you know, the fact that he can play in multiple positions is a real weapon for him. And you know, we've had him in the back six, and he sort of roams that back 50 really well. He's got extremely good closing speed. You know, he's a real athlete, and we're asking him to do a few different roles. But you know, early on in his career, there's nothing really wrong with that.
Just on the Dons, finally, I guess they play at such a fast pace. How do you go about making sure your boys set the tempo?
Oh, you're right. I mean, we've sort of heard the word response all week from them, and so we expect that. You know, we come into the game expecting that we'll see a response from Essendon, and the challenge for us, of course, is, you know, despite that, is how do we get our game going, and what do we expect from ourselves? And yeah, no doubt there's going to be moments where we have to defend really, really well to defend their speed, but also when we get the ball back, what sort of composure we have with the ball going back the other way, and you know, and obviously maximise our own opportunities.
Excellent.
Cheers.
Nothing.
Good. Did a great job.
Thanks.
No worries.
Thanks.
Take it easy.
Safe travel.